Hey, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another week of Studio 1024, the official podcast of Memorial University, bringing you the latest news and happenings from our campuses. Joining me again this week is my co-host, Megan Whalen.
Thanks, Jeff. We've got a busy show for you, and we're glad you've tuned in. As students at Memorial campuses returned from midterm break this week, there's no shortage of interesting people and events around the university. We've got lots to talk about, so let's get started.
On today's show, retracing the footsteps of the past, we'll tell you about an exciting upcoming travel opportunity where you can follow the path the Newfoundland Regiment took during World War I.
Plus, Anchors Away, a group of engineering students have come up with a design for a new ferry for Southern Labrador.
As well, the deadline for Memorial's most prestigious scholarship is fast approaching. We'll fill you in on the details you need to know.
And finally, as always, you can get your fill of all the events that you can handle this week in our regular Week Ahead segment. But first, here's Jeff with this week's top story.
Next week, Memorial will receive a visit from a well-known and distinguished politician bringing news from the North. William Anderson III is the president of Nunatsiavut. He'll deliver the Evan Edward Roberts Aboriginal Speaker Series public address to the university community on Monday, October 15th. The Nunatsiavut government is marking the one-year anniversary of its first elections this month. President Anderson will discuss the challenges, issues, and opportunities of establishing a new government for Labrador Inuit. Before becoming president in December of 2005, Mr. Anderson worked extensively in all aspects of the Labrador Inuit Association, as well as many other positions, including provincial wildlife protection officer, a fisherman, a mayor of Nain, and member of the provincial House of Assembly. He has achieved many major accomplishments on behalf of the Labrador Inuit, including the ratification of the Labrador Inuit Land Claims Agreement in 2004 and 5, as well as large-scale development and construction projects. The Aboriginal Speaker Series will take place at 8 o'clock Monday, October 15th in room 2006 of the Engineering Building, with both a question period and reception to follow. Admission to the event is free and all are welcome.
Interested in a spring sojourn to Europe? Fascinated by World War I? Well, acclaimed author and Memorial alumnus Kevin Major, in conjunction with the Faculty of Arts, is offering an exciting opportunity to the university community. The chance to retrace the footsteps of the Newfoundland Regiment soldiers through England and France during the First World War. Travelers are invited on a 12-day journey of remembrance and reflection beginning in St. John's, where they're encouraged to research the lives of regiment soldiers at the Rooms Provincial Archives in order to foster an even more personal connection along the voyage. From there, participants will visit many of the most significant locations where soldiers lived and battled, including Louvencourt, a small French village where the regiment was housed before heading into battle, as well as the well-known Beaumont-Hamel site. Major, who lost two relatives in World War I, recognizes the importance of remembering the sacrifices made by the Newfoundland Regiment, and he believes that the trip provides a chance for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, as well as others, to have both somber reflection as well as take in the flavor of England and France in the springtime. Mr. Major told CHMR's Wednesday's End host Andre DaCosta that previous trips have been humbling experiences.
And it turned out to be such a moving experience generally, I think, for a lot of them, as well as myself, of seeing what to them had only really been words in a history book be brought to life in a way I think that they never expected.
The trip, scheduled for April of 2008, costs $4,500 per person. Registration is limited and is on a first-come, first-served basis. Interested individuals can find out more by heading to the In the Footsteps of a Regiment website, accessible from the Faculty of Arts alumni page.
Well, a group of three Memorial Engineering students have taken provincial transportation planning into their own hands. They've developed a design for a new Labrador ferry to replace the aging vessel, the MV Apollo. With the reliability and safety of the current link between the Labrador Straits and the island of Newfoundland a constant concern of people living in southern Labrador, the students hope that their concept is taken seriously by the provincial government. A collaboration between Faculty of Engineering students Evan Martin, Heather Brown, and Jessica Coffey, their concept outlines a ferry that could handle the winter ice in the Straits area and still be able to accommodate the summer tourists and regular users. The design of the ferry has the same capacity as the vessel currently being used on the route, but it includes plans for more amenities on board for tourists, such as a gift shop and cafeteria. Their project was completed in July. It's the culmination of a semester's work for the three students and is the first part of a two-semester project that will be completed in December. The request to design a new ferry came from a workshop last year organized by the Harris Center in conjunction with several Labrador organizations. The students hope that the work they have put into the project will encourage the provincial government to build a new vessel in this province in support of the local shipbuilding industry.
Graduate students and alumni should take note that applications for the Rothmere Fellowship, Memorial University's most prestigious scholarship, are now being accepted. Established in 1956 by Lord Rothmere, the first chancellor of the university, the fellowship, valued at approximately $17,000, includes university fees and return air travel to the United Kingdom. The purpose of the fellowship is to assist students looking to continue their studies at a university of their choice on the British Isles. It allows Memorial students the unique opportunity to further their education and enhance their post-secondary experience at the same time. One award is given each year by the Rothmere Fellowships Trust on the recommendation of the president of the university. To be eligible for the fellowship, candidates will have already completed a bachelor's degree at Memorial and have completed or are preparing to complete a master's degree at Memorial or any other North American university. Applications are due November 30th, and interested students can find out more about the fellowship and the application process by heading to mun.ca/Rothmere.
Well-known chemistry professor Jeffrey Rayner Canham has garnered another national award. Recently, the Grenfell professor, famous for his Chemistry is Everywhere show, was named a 3M National Teaching Fellow. This week, he was named the 2008 recipient of the Chemical Institute of Canada Award for Chemical Education. The award is given each year by the Institute to the most outstanding educator in chemistry or chemical education at a post-secondary institution in Canada. The primary focus of the award is on contributions to teaching and influence on students. His large on-campus chemistry shows bring hundreds of high school chemistry students each year from all over Western and Central Newfoundland to his Chemistry is Everywhere presentation. Recently, he has taken the show on the road to schools across Labrador, the North Shore of Quebec, and the South Shore of Newfoundland. Over the years, Dr. Rayner Canham has received outstanding teaching evaluations, and many students say he fired their enthusiasm in chemistry. Some students even entered Grenfell College without having taken any chemistry courses in high school, having become infected with a chemistry bug in his classes.
And finally this week, a fifth-year social work student from Memorial will be honored next month with a prestigious award. Jeff's been looking into this story.
Yeah, that's right, Megan. Charlotte Courage is a 21-year-old from St. John's. She's been a volunteer for years with groups like the Girl Guides, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and even at her local parish, St. Thomas's Anglican Church.
So what's the award?
Well, Charlotte will be presented with the Young Humanitarian Award from the Canadian Red Cross. It's the first time this award has been given out. The group has honored others over the years, but it has never given out an award specifically for a young person. And Charlotte is going to accept that award on November the 26th in the capital city.
So why is she receiving this award, Jeff?
Well, she's being honored, as you can imagine, for all that volunteer work. She's associated with dozens of groups and has spent a fair chunk of her time working with voluntary organizations. The award goes to individuals who have demonstrated the spirit of humanity in a local, national, or international capacity. Megan, you might remember that last fall, a year ago this month, in fact, Charlotte and two of her classmates from MUN spent 24 hours on the streets in St. John's to raise awareness about homelessness. They took those experiences and created presentations, which they have given to high schools, community groups, and memorial classes. Their goal was to bolster awareness about homelessness. And Charlotte says she's very humbled to be chosen for this award.
Well, it was a really big surprise. I didn't even know I was nominated and then I received it. So it's a huge honor, and I'm just so grateful that I am receiving this award and just has a chance to raise such great publicity for this really great organization, the Red Cross, and how much work they do for the community.
Jeff, did Charlotte mention what she gets out of volunteering?
She did, actually, Megan. It comes back to the theme of helping others. And here's what she had to say.
I just think that we're all here for some kind of purpose and that we just owe it to one another to do things for one another. And so for volunteering, for me, that's how I accomplish my goals, to make the world a little bit better. And so I do spend a lot of time volunteering, and I really wouldn't want to pass my time any other way.
That's a really interesting story, Jeff. So Charlotte receives her award next month. She graduates next May. What's next for her?
Well, she's itching to use her experience she's gained here at Memorial and get out into the world and work as a social worker.
Well, after graduating, I actually think that I'm probably going to go to Labrador and work in an Aboriginal community, probably for a couple of years, and then I plan on pursuing my master's in social work.
And that was Charlotte Courage, winner of the 2007 Young Humanitarian Award from the Red Cross. And Megan, I should add that next month, the Red Cross will also honor well-known business leader and philanthropist Dr. Chess Penny with a humanitarian award at the same ceremony, in fact. Dr. Penny received an honorary degree from Memorial in 2005. And you can read more about this story in this week's Gazette.
All right. Thanks for that, Jeff.
My pleasure.
And now it's time to get out your day planners. There are lots of things happening on our campuses in the week ahead that you don't want to miss. On Friday evening, CBC's Dr. Poetry, Robert Priest, will be doing a reading on campus. The event gets started at 7:30 in room 1046 of the Arts and Administration Building. Dr. Poetry will then travel to the West Coast for a performance in association with the English program at Grenfell. He'll be performing on Monday at 8:30 at the Bar Room, 48 Broadway.
A public forum on women's health will be held on Sunday, October the 14th. The discussion will focus on new developments in screening and prevention of breast and cervical cancer. The event takes place from 2 to 4 in the Fairmont Hotel, and that's in salons C and D.
On Monday, October 15th, Gender Inequities in the Global Village, a public lecture, takes place from 12 to 1 in Lecture Theatre B of the Health Sciences Center. Dr. Donna Stewart will be presenting. She's the Lillian Love Chair in Women's Health at University Health Network and the University of Toronto.
And those who love a sweet tooth should come to the third floor of the University Center on Tuesday. That's because the Munn Janeway Society will be holding a bake sale in aid of the Janeway Foundation. The treats will be available between 9 and 2.
Any students interested in the primary elementary education program should check out an information session on Wednesday. The event is sponsored by the Academic Advising Center. It gets underway at 1 o'clock in room 4073 of the Science Building.
Munn Cinema Series continues on Thursday with a presentation of Waitress. The show starts at 7 o'clock in Empire Theatres, Avalon Mall. The film is presented by the Munn Film Society in association with the St. John's International Women's Film Festival.
On Friday, students at Grenfell have the chance to get some new clothes while getting rid of their old. The Environmental Affairs Committee will be holding a clothes swap in the Grenfell Crossroads. You can donate your clothes, take something for free, or you could leave a donation for the Ghana Project.
And now that you're up to date on the latest events happening at Memorial, it's time for us here at Studio 1024 to wrap up for another week.
Thanks, as always, to Munn's campus radio station, CHMR, for the weekly use of their studio space. To listen to some of their great programming, you can tune in to 93.5 FM or surf on over to munn.ca/CHMR.
Also, a thank you goes out to student reporter Jillian Teary for her assistance in the production of this week's show.
You've been listening to Studio 1024, Memorial University's weekly podcast. It's a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, which is located in room 1024 of the Arts and Administration Building. David Sorensen is our producer, and Ivan Muzechka is our executive producer.
Got something to say about this week's show, or maybe a future story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Email us at marcom, M-A-R-C-O-M-M, at munn.ca.
Finally, if you'd like to browse the Studio 1024 archives to listen to previous shows, or to repeat what you've heard on today's podcast, you can check out our website. Visit munn.ca and scroll to the bottom of the page. There you'll see a link to the Studio 1024 podcast.
And that about does it for us here at Studio 1024 for a very busy week. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whale, and we hope you'll be back to join us again next week as we give you all the news from Memorial.